Hello, and welcome to Sinful Brew's 250 follower AMA special. I am Sinful Brew, also known as Eve, and today I'm going to be answering your questions. Just to note, I have a cup of piping hot tea and all of your questions in a very well laid out document. So if you hear computer noise in the background or me taking a water break, please ignore them. There's not really a great efficient way to edit them out. So today we're going to be covering a lot of different stuff because you guys had a lot of questions, and I figured we'd start with some of my background with GWA, and then some, you know, mundane questions about my life, and then some stuff regarding kinks and sexy content, and then the future of my account and what I plan on doing from here on out. So our first question is, what got me into Gone Wild or Pillow Talk audio in the first place, and just essentially, why did I start or how did I start? So I was a listener probably about a year and a half ago is when I found Gone Wild, and I started out listening for, I would say, like, intimacy and comfort purposes. I was single and lonely, and I wanted cuddles and, you know, an affectionate person in my life for when I wasn't feeling very good, much like you. And I met someone, and I stopped listening, and I started making content for them. And that went great, and I was able to really get some practice and get more than just my toes in the water. And then I broke up with that person, and I didn't make any content, and I wasn't listening for a period of time. And then I came back and I started listening again, and I just felt like I was able to have a different perspective on the content that I was listening to, because I was making it, and I would, you know, wanted to give back to the community that was serving me so well. So I started to make audios again and sharing them online, as you clearly know. And I had a couple audios out, didn't go super well, as in, like, the audios did great. I just had a lot of not great people I interacted with, and that scared me off for a couple months. And then I had to come back, because I couldn't just stay away. And now I have more audios out, and I plan on doing this for quite some time. So it's the first chapter of hopefully a long story. The second question is, when do I post? I try to post a few times a week. So I'm not on an every single day schedule, but I try to do like once every 3 days at a minimum. I mean, I have a life outside of making audio, so I do go do stuff that requires my time, and I do have to be in a certain mood to make some specific content, so I'm not going to go, you know, make a ramble fap if I'm not feeling horny. That's just weird. And I'm not going to go make a cuddle audio if that is not the mood I'm feeling that night, so it really depends on when I have time to record and how I'm feeling. Did I have any expectation, or did I have an expectations versus reality moment when I first posted audios? And if so, what was it? I think because I had made content before, I understood, you know, how I think people were going to respond, and I understood what I probably need to do to improve my content already. It wasn't like I was asking for feedback because I was super worried that I didn't know what I was doing. I was asking for feedback because I wanted to do more and more content that people enjoyed and that I already knew what I enjoyed. So I think there's a lot of people who entered the community with no experience, and I had, you know, a crumb when I came in. I think how many negative people I'd interact with, I underestimated, but I think I've, you know, handled it as best I can, and I've tried to be as kind as possible in everything I do. And I think I've succeeded, but you know, there's a lot more to do in Gone Wild, and hopefully I get to grow, and my listeners get to grow with me, and we can see how things develop. What was your inspiration for doing audios, or what was your source of inspiration? I think inspiration comes from a lot of my past experiences and relationships. So I was a mommy dom for someone for a period of time, and I've dommed a few different people before. I think some of the content I make that's not super into femdom, whether it be cuddling or a bigger project actually I have coming out this week, a lot of those things can be fantasies that I have, just like you. There's stuff that comes into my brain and I'm like, wow, that's hot. I wish there was something out there. And I make that something. But other times it's looking back at things I had in past relationships and saying, wow, that was a really great moment. I wish I could make that a reality for someone else. And that's where a lot of my good cuddling and mommy dom work comes from, is looking back on my past experiences. Although none of my audios accurately recreate something I've done. What is something about the creative aspect of creating audios that I wish listeners knew about? That's a really good question. I think people underestimate how much emotional capacity goes into it and how long it really takes for me to do something. So, most of my work is not done from a script. I don't script it up before I make it. I don't look for a script beforehand. A lot of the time I get, if it's from a request, I get 2 or 3 lines of inspiration, and then I have to make something off of that. And that's not much to go off of. So, I think my experience domming has given me a lot of the tools to make a scene out of thin air and, piece together stuff that you wouldn't normally think about, but, it still takes a ton of time to perfect and way more effort than a lot of people assume. So I take a lot of pride in my work, and I spend a lot of time creating, the stories I tell. And then I take a lot of time to make an audio like this one, record it. If it sounds terrible, I do it again. If it sounds great, but I messed up, you know, 3 or 4 words in the middle, and it's very obvious that I messed it up, I'll remake it. I think there's money that goes into this too. I was originally recording off my phone for a while, and then I knew I needed an upgrade, so I bought this microphone you're currently listening on, which is great, but I still need to buy stuff like insulating pads, and I still have to buy probably a better set of headphones. I'm hoping to do maybe another mic upgrade in a long time, but I like the one I have right now. I do need a better setup because this is stacked on a bunch of shoeboxes, and I'm in my closet right now, and I know I could create slightly better content if I improved the space I was in. And then I think sometimes props are something that are really expensive. So luckily I have a few things that I can use for good noises, but I don't have the money for the software for good sound effects, which a lot of them are free, but the editing software is not free. And the time it takes for me to learn that editing software is not free. So a lot of those things factor into it. And I do take really big pride in my work, so I never want something to feel too far like a fantasy. I don't want you to listen to something and say, oh, that's never going to happen. I want you to listen to something and feel like, you know, your girlfriend could come home and do this to you right now. Like, I want it to be a reality for people, and I want you to feel relaxed and at home, and like I'm a familiar face and not just someone in the void. So there's a lot of people that come to me with requests that I would consider kind of unrealistic, And it takes some work to make those a little bit more familiar and in some cases loving. So that does take some time and work. But they're all things I enjoy doing, and I really, really enjoy this hobby, but it does take time. The favorite audio that I've made. That's a hard one. There's some stuff that's done really, really well on my account that I don't particularly like would put in my top three. I think Sleepy Pup was really good. I think Rewarding a Good Boy was probably one of my favorite because I got really into it and I enjoyed every part of that recording experience. I think 4 AM Wood was also really fun to record. But generally, I enjoy recording cuddly, loving praise content because it makes me happy to talk about. Next question is, you're stuck on an island with an MP3 player and headphones, and there's only one audio on it. Which audio would keep you sane? I might be a bit of a psychopath because I'm actually thinking back to some of the work that I've made, and I wouldn't mind listening to, you know, me say to myself, you're doing okay, over and over and over. But I don't want to put out names, but there are certain audios that I've really enjoyed that have themes of like boyfriend experience and appreciation and just doting on the partner, and they're about 40 to 50 minutes long with a very good amount of plot. And those are really, really nice and a great way for me to escape in the same way that I escape into books or other media. What are my favorite takes on Gone Wild? And what's a take I've never done but want to try? My favorite takes are body appreciation or body worship. I'm not insecure about a whole lot, but I think they make me feel good in the same ways that mommy doming and praise makes my listeners feel good. I'm a sucker for praise, and I'm a sucker for anything that makes, you know, me feel special. I love cuddles, just the wholesome stuff, really. What's a take I've never done but I wanted to try? I have a giant plant collection, and I would love to incorporate that in some way because I think I could geek out on it, and I think that's a cool emotion to try and bring into audio. But I haven't seen someone do an audio with a plant collection. I've seen a couple florist ones, so maybe we'll do a florist audio, or I could even see like a professor student type audio on that topic. So we'll see about it, but it's definitely something I want to experiment with. And then what's one take that is severely underrated, either in the not safe for work or the safe to work sector? I think there's a lot of stuff that is really great out there. I think I really, really enjoy stuff with a lot of plot. And I think personality appreciation isn't a tag you see very often, but I think it should be. Because there's so many audios that go into appreciating the listener's body. And that's great. And I think they do a ton of good. And I really enjoy listening to them. But, you know, I would love to hear someone say, wow, you're so smart. I love your brain. I love the way you think. I think you're a great contribution to society. And you don't hear that very often, so I'd love to see that in a, male for female or a female for female audio, and, just diving in on that, you know, smart is sexy kind of stuff. Now we're moving into the mundane, like stuff about my life. Do I have a day job? Yes. I don't do this for a living. I don't sit around all day. I do have a job. However, I work remotely and I work on a kind of performance-based schedule, so I'm really able to pick what times I work mostly. There's always, you know, different meetings I have to go to and Zoom and that whole thing. But for the most part, I get to pick what times I work, and that means I have time to record in the evenings or reach out to other people in the community, and it also means that I'm pretty active on Reddit throughout my day. What's the most interesting and most boring thing about you? Most interesting, depends on what you define as interesting, because there's a lot of really boring stuff about me that I've heard people say is interesting. Most interesting fact? I was a competitive horse rider for almost a decade and did incredibly well at that, and then retired as soon as I, you know, hit full-time working, which is weird because I could totally continue to do it. I just decided I wanted to pick up something else in life, and now I'm here. Most boring thing about me. I get really self-conscious when I vacuum. No idea why. And I always have to put on headphones and turn up really loud music so that I don't just curl up in a ball when I clean my house. So, boring fact about me. Kind of interesting. Now you know how to ambush me. But, yeah, no idea why. I just do that. Favorite movie, and why is it my favorite? I have a lot of really favorite movies. I would say one of my favorites is 10 Things I Hate About You, even though it's very chick flicky and it's like, you know, a teen girl type movie, which is normally not my type, but it's my favorite because it shows a really strong female character, and I like that she doesn't back down from standing up for herself, and that she can date and do a lot of really cool things and be just an awesome person without being a pushover for guys or a pushover for the culture in the school that she's in. So I think that's really cool. You don't get to see enough independent women in film. What's my favorite book, and what's my favorite genre of books or movies? My favorite book, that is another really hard question. I love Harry Potter. I'm an absolute geek about it sometimes. But my favorite book might be, this is going to sound terrible, George Orwell's 1984. Not because it's an enjoyable read, but because I think everyone should read it like at least once a year. It's a good way of reminding you, you know, what you're fighting for sometimes, and I think it brings in some political thought without directing you towards what kind of thought you should you know, think about. I used to be really into politics, and I felt like that always kind of sparked my brain. My favorite genre of books is fantasy. I'm a big fantasy nerd, but I love everything from, you know, nonfiction to, I don't really like horror, and I don't really like mysteries because I feel like they're too easy to solve. I know that's dumb, but I love all of that. And then movies, I love thrillers, I love rom-coms. I don't really like comedy, but that's just because I feel like they're kind of predictable. Kind of anything and everything. I'll always try something at least once. Dog or cat, and do I have any pets? Dogs and cats. Every animal's awesome. I have one dog who you probably heard in the movie night interruptions audio because he was walking around. His name's Sid. He's pretty old, but he makes a good effort. What's something I haven't done before but would like to do someday? I'd like to visit Japan. I think everybody wants to do that, but I grew up in a Japanese-American community when I was younger, and I'd love to get to go experience some of the culture I had there for years, as an adult. What's my favorite thing to relax or do when I'm not recording? Take care of my plant collection. There's cat ladies. I'm a plant lady. I do love to read. I do love to listen to audio. I like to pick up new skills, so I'm like learning to do embroidery right now, but kind of anything and everything in the crafts or artsy world is really fun for me. Who's my celebrity crush and why? I really don't have a celebrity crush. That's not ever been a thing for me, but if I had to say someone, I found Russell Crowe really attractive when I was like 10, and I still think he's a pretty attractive guy, so I'll say Russell Crowe. Sing a few lines in my favorite song. I'm gonna cop out on this one and just go, "Here comes the boy, hello boy, here he is, he is here." Because I think it's a cool TikTok song and it always makes me happy to listen to, even though it's not really a song. Okay, now we're getting into the kinky stuff. I know everyone's gonna just skip ahead to this part, but we'll give it a fighting chance. Am I more of a dom or a sup? I'd say I dom like 90% of the time. It's really hard for me to become comfortable subbing with people I don't know very well, or just subbing in general. I've only subbed for one partner, and that was like on a one-off, you know, time after doming them for months. I think it's just really hard to let someone take control. But it can be fun. What's my favorite pet name to say in an audio? I think puppy's really fun. I think it's really affectionate and it's fun for me to say. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. I think I've heard someone say peanut butter baby in an audio before, and I thought that was hilarious, but you have to build up to that. Our next question is, what is my favorite and least favorite words for sex? Pet, puppy, you know, that's really cute. I think my least favorite, I hate being called a slut, a whore, bitch. I'm not into degrading, at least for me, and I have to be requested to do it for a guy, or a girl. It's not my flavor. I also hate saying daddy. I think that's also, you know, I have to really like someone to do that upon request. My favorite position, CEO, but, you know, realistically, I think doggy's kind of cool because it's just a nice angle, but, I love getting to stare at the person I'm having sex with, so missionary is kind of boring but achieves that. And there's also like the lotus position, which is usually the guys crisscross applesauce and then the girls straddling, and I think that's kind of cute. You seem so loving in person. Is that accurate? I really hope so. It'd be terrible if it wasn't, so I'd like to say yes, but that's really up to you. What are my favorite kinks? I love doming, as you probably can tell by this point. Pegging's fun. I like really vocal boys, if that's an accurate description. Really vocal girls, too. I just like making my partner happy. That is my biggest kink. What do I enjoy most about recording good boy mommy audios? And what gets me off the most with that relationship dynamic? I don't think I get off with the dynamic, but I think I love intimacy and the connection and the trust that you can usually instantly feel in a good mommy dom good boy audio. It feels like home to a lot of people. And I like to think that it's like a nice warm blanket out of the dryer wrapped up around you. Just feels comfortable and loving. What makes a boy pretty to me? Confidence is sexy. And you don't have to be confident in your everyday life. You don't have to be an extrovert. I can do that for the both of us. But I think if you know what you like and you are happy to communicate, that's really nice. This last section is the future of my audios and a couple other important questions. This one is going to be probably the end-all be-all for a lot of people. Am I single? And would I consider a long-distance online dom-sub relationship? And the answer is no. I would not consider an online dom-sub relationship. And I am single. I don't think there's a reason to lie about that fact. But I don't think it's an invitation for anyone to contact me with the intention of me doming them or them becoming friends with me in a hope to get a relationship with me. I think dom-sub-only relationships can be great for a lot of people, but they end up just being really emotionally draining for me, and it's not the best option for me and the sub a lot of the time. Have I had a, quote, pretty little sub of my own? I have. I've had multiple subs in the past, and I had a great time with it, and I really enjoyed it, but I am not accepting applications at this time. What are my goals for where this is going? The question says, you ask for feedback, but it seems like it's mostly a personal thing. Like, I like something, but it doesn't mean others agree. Is it still okay to give feedback, even if it's just about us personally? The answer is yes. I love feedback. It's what makes me get up and record in the morning. But I think worrying about whether or not your opinion is a group thought shouldn't go through your head when you're messaging me with a suggestion or a piece of feedback, or even just, you know, saying, hey, I thought this was cool. Have you seen it? Whether it be a script or a request, or you just thought something was hot and you wanted to see if I'd make something off of it. The only thing I ask for is please don't message me dick pics. Please don't message me when you're jerking off. I really don't enjoy hearing about that experience. And please don't message me with anything sexual pertaining to my personality or my content. I'm happy for you to come have some post-nut clarity, message me and say, hey, I really enjoyed your content. I think it sounded great. That's awesome. I love getting to hear that. But if you message me and you say, hey, my dick is throbbing because you said good boy, I will probably block you and it will probably ruin my day. Goals for where this is going. I want to make more content. And I really enjoy what I do so far. I would like to continue to do this long term. And I think the sky's the limit from here. And our final question is, would you ever consider selling custom content? This is a hard question for me, because some of you may know, after reaching out to me, that I have said no to this in the past. And there's a variety of reasons why I've said no. Part of it was, I think, some of the attitude people gave me made me feel like I was a sex worker and not a voice actor. And I consider myself a voice actor. Not saying sex workers are bad, I just don't consider myself one. And there were a lot of people who were incredibly inappropriate towards me and showed me no respect as a decent, you know, another human being. And that made it really hard for me to consider selling custom content, because I didn't want to have to, I didn't want to eventually lower my standards and make a bad habit out of accepting requests that I wasn't comfortable doing. But after a lot of thought and realizing how expensive recording equipment can be, I have decided that I am up for commissions. And in the next 1 to 2 months, I will likely have a price sheet and some rules and regulations on how that is going to work. But if you're interested in a commission and you want to purchase some custom content, I would appreciate that you reach out to me so that I can get a better feel for what people are looking for, and then I can better form my rules and standards around that. But yeah, that was kind of the burning question everyone had. So that's the end of my AMA. I know there's probably some things that maybe you thought of later on that you want to ask, or stuff that I covered and then you realized, oh, I have another question about that. Feel free to reach out in DMs. I'm always happy to answer questions, and I'm always happy to talk to people in my community. So this has been great. We're half an hour in, so I've taken up probably a lot of your time, but thank you for listening this far, and thank you for listening to me and supporting me as I explore my audio career. I really appreciate it, and you're awesome. Thank you. Have a nice night.